I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get back to the calls here in just a second. 877-377-4373 about your go-to midnight snack. I have to address a couple things first. Once, if you want to email the show, that's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Emails are encouraged. Your love, your hate, we love those. Death threats, also welcome. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, all are welcome. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes all have the show, all have the podcast, and they'll all be uploaded on time now. We fixed whatever issue there was. The guy had asked me earlier, why does Soros do what he does? Why do they destroy? Why do they do it? Why? You know who Mackenzie Scott is? She was married to Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. Obviously, she became a billionaire several times over when they got divorced. She earned it the old hard way. You know what? Never mind. But she's a billionaire now. She just donated $275 million. Pretty generous, right? Pretty friggin' awesome, right? Yeah, she donated that to Planned Parenthood so they could kill babies. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have another way to put it. I don't have another thousand. Well, I do have another thousand examples I could give to you. We are not dealing with Democrats, the left, the other side. We're dealing with a level of evil people don't want to acknowledge. Because what does that mean? And I realize why people don't want to acknowledge it. You want to live across the street from a Democrat, right? With slightly different views. You don't want to live across the street from a demon. You're going to have to accept reality. I have to accept reality on what we're dealing with here. By the way, we had a guy call in. Apparently, his name is Mark. He's a member of the LGBTQ or whatever and does not like the left. He's happy I'm speaking up for them. And his snack is Cool Ranch Doritos, only he was too nervous to go on the air. There's no need to be nervous to go on the air with me. If you suck, I'm just going to hang up on you and then we'll all laugh about it. See, we all win. 877-377-4373, Midnight Snack, Glenn and Mobile. Gosh, Mobile's such an underrated town. Glenn and Mobile, go.
It is wonderful. Sweet home, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Jesse, I'm going to tell you my go-to, but first I want to say how good you do explaining the communist socialist to these younger listeners and all. I've tried most of my life. They come through my shop, and I really try to do it. You're the best at that. You're wonderful. I know my time's limited, so I'm going to get to the midnight snack. It took me seven. I grew up through the 60s, so I know about midnight snacks. My wife finally, I talked her into teaching me how to make lemon curd. And about 2 weeks ago, we made a bowl of lemon curd, and that night I came down and ate the whole thing. I didn't make the pies, the tarts, or anything else. It'll slip through the cracks so people try it. Milk Street, or you know, Milk Street, the TV show that Test Kitchen. They have recipes how to make lemon curd, but it's the best. It's unbelievable.
You just eat the lemon curd straight up, Glenn? You just eat it straight up?
Well, I did that night, but you make lemon bars or lemon tarts or whatever.
Oh.
And I had a guy that fled from Pol Pot's regime, so you just hit a nerve with that. I hired a guy and worked with a Cambodian for years, vet man, wonderful guy, and he told me stories about Pol Pot. Now, you're doing a great job of telling people what's going on.
Appreciate you.
God bless you.
Appreciate you, brother. God bless you, too. Look, you know what's wild is we obviously ended up taking in a bunch of Cambodian refugees after Pol Pot wiped out 25% of his country. Chris has pointed it here. We took in a lot here in Houston, Texas, and whatnot. You ever talk to one of these people, people don't realize how recent that was. That was the late 70s. The late 70s. I was born in 81. Right before I was born, there was a communist dictator killing a fourth of his country. And so there are still so many people alive today who were affected by it. Oh, there's a movie. Gosh, I forget where I saw it. I know it's available on one of the streaming services. There's a movie I would recommend. First They Killed My Father. First They Killed My Father is the name of the movie. It follows kind of, it's not a perfect movie, but it follows kind of the life of a little girl and her family as they get swept up in all this Pol Pot stuff. It'll help you understand it. And one of the, it's not a spoiler, okay, but at the end, everyone who's still alive, I don't want to ruin it for everyone. Everyone who's still alive, they show them, they take them from the actors to the people who are still alive today. There are so many people, Cambodians alive today, who are still touched by that. I mean, imagine a quarter of your country gone. Do the math on that. 330 million Americans. Imagine if you woke up tomorrow, I'm not a math major, but 80, 90 million Americans gone. Is that not just the most staggering thing you could? I mean, it's a level of death that you can't imagine. How could people do that? I ask it all the time. When I do my special on the First TV on Friday on Cambodia, I might ask every guest, how? How could you do that? Well, I can't ever fully understand. You can't ever fully understand the evil of the mind of a communist who believes he has to destroy to get where he's going. I just brought up Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. $275 million to Planned Parenthood. Money could have gone anywhere. Could have stayed with her. I don't judge how people, you know, which charity, but you chose to donate mass amounts of wealth to making sure babies die? I mean, even if you're not as pro-life as me, I get that. That's sick, man. That's evil. All right, enough. It's midnight snack time. Back to midnight snack time. Johnny in Jersey, midnight snack, go.
My first go-to is the Magnum Double Caramel. But before I get to that, I'll do an orange vanilla Coke with a pack or two of Chuckles. If I wake up in the middle of the night, it's a bowl of Lucky Charms.
You know, I respect the Lucky Charms, and I realize I'm going to get some hate mail. That's fine. Lucky Charms are overrated. It's not that they're bad. They're overrated. Lucky Charms, they've gotten by on the marshmallows. And I realize that's a big part of the cereal, but if you take away the marshmallows, those are little pieces of cardboard. They suck. I mean, yeah, no, don't wave your hands at what's the best cereal, Michael? Best cereal is either Captain Crunch or, well, I take that back. I was going to say Golden Grahams, but the truth is the best cereal of all time, I don't think they make it anymore. There used to be a s'mores cereal, and it was just what you think. It was Golden Grahams, and they'd be like coated in chocolate with, my voice just cracked, coated in chocolate with little marshmallows in there. Oh my gosh, it was so good. All right, John in Georgia, go. John, you missed it, buddy. You missed it. Reese in Ohio, go.
Homemade Southern rum.
Ramen? Rum? Ramen? Look, either one, buddy. It's your midnight snack. There's no judgment here. I mean, if you're waking up at midnight pounding some rum, it may be time to go see somebody, but hey, whatever. Jessica in Virginia, go.
A bag of miniature marshmallows, a bag of real chocolate chips, a handful of one, a handful of the other, and chew them up.
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. You just eat raw marshmallows and raw chocolate chips? You savage. I respect
well, maybe
it.
Maybe I'm savage.
I respect it. Tennessee. Oh, Tennessee Jed. I'm sorry. Tennessee hey, Jed from Tennessee. Go, buddy.
Hey, brother. Fried shredded wheat. You know the big biscuits of Nabisco shredded wheat that you can get?
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean fried?
Fried, yeah. You start out with, you got to have an iron skillet.
Okay.
You got to have real butter. None of that margarine crap.
Okay.
Real butter. You get to get that butter nice and sizzling, crumble up that shredded wheat, fry it till it's golden brown. Best thing you've ever tasted.
Hold on. I did not even know this was a thing, frying up shredded wheat. I've obviously put it in milk. Is this a Tennessee thing? Is this a family thing, Jed? Where'd you come up with this?
This is a me thing, brother.
I promise you that's something that's going to catch on, and I promise you something else. That's going to happen in the Kelly household. I guarantee you that fried shredded wheat, fried in butter with the pan. How about that? Travis in Wyoming, go.
So my favorite midnight snack is, what do you think it would be if we raided the yacht of a Russian oligarch? What would we find in his fridge?
I'll tell you what we'd find in his fridge is pierogies. A lot of you people don't understand about pierogies. See, I grew up till I was 10 in Ohio. I actually just got back from Ohio, Pittsburgh for a wedding. There's a lot of Polish people back there. And a lot of that, you know, Eastern European stuff, they go on pierogies. Man, if you've never had good pierogies, you find some Polish woman, brew you up some pierogies. Oh, man, you'll think you died and gone to heaven. 877-377-4373. Go to Midnight Snack. And Bill Gates is back in the news. It turns out he's more of a psycho than we originally thought. I'll tell you why here in just a second. But speaking of charities, I mean, look, you can make your choice. You can donate your charity money to Planned Parenthood, like the wife of Jeff Bezos, or ex-wife, I should say. Or I guess you could just stick with me and go with Tunnel to Towers. You see, they're not going to hurt anyone with the money you give them. They're going to pay off the mortgages of Gold Star widows, first responders, veterans who are catastrophically injured. They're going to build them smart homes so they can live. Tunnel to Towers is actually in the middle of building an entire neighborhood for Gold Star widows and their children with a pool and everything. They're doing it down in Florida. It's the coolest thing you've ever heard in your life. What a blessed organization. And unlike many other charities, the money actually goes where you want it to go. Go look at their charity ratings. Don't take it from me. Go look at their charity ratings. They ask you for $11 a month, 11 bucks. Go to T2T.org, T2T.org, Tunnel to Towers, the best there is.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Bill Gates is a psychopath. Hang on, I'll get to that in a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to your midnight snacks. We got to do a couple things here. Yo, Jesse, I think you're spot on with the assessment of the ESPN Disney moment of silence for the LGBTQ. One of the ladies in the clip said something to the effect of human rights violation of one is the violation of all of our rights. Look, they don't care about rights. The communist in America, he's really mastered language that will appeal to the right and neuter the right. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, look, this has been brought up plenty, but it's relevant. ESPN, the NBA, all these groups who lecture America, who lecture Florida about a bill, they're all in bed with China. China has active concentration camps as we speak. As we speak, the poor Muslims in China, they're having their organs harvested. I'm not going to elaborate for you because I understand kids are listening. It's a family show. Go look up what happens to the women in these concentration camps. The communist in America, he understands that too. It's not hypocrisy, remember. It's not hypocrisy. Well, you won't criticize China. No. they don't actually care about human rights or equity or equality. None of these people do. They care about destroying America. That is the goal. When you understand that's the goal, when you ignore the words they say, the buzzwords they use to try to get at you and your values, and you just understand that, everything becomes crystal clear. You're not ever going to shame them by saying, "What about China?" They know about China. They're not interested in burning down China. They're interested in burning down America, which they think is the height of all evil. Speaking of the height of all evil, before I get back to the phone calls, Bill Gates is in the news. And on top of the fact that I believe he has the psychology of a mass murderer, he apparently is a weapons-grade loser. He is turning a $43 million bachelor pad into a nuisance. Okay, whatever. That's none of that's a big deal. He got a divorce. Melinda, his ex-wife, chose to leave him. Really, that's kind of mysterious why, though. I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with him and Jeffrey Epstein. But anyway, setting that aside, he's a billionaire, right? And I don't know what it's like to have more money than you can spend. And you don't know what that's like either, most likely. But I have to imagine I would do some really sweet stuff with it, right? We'd have a cannon in the studio like we've talked about. I'd build a castle, like a real medieval one with a functional moat. And I mean, it's really cool stuff. We'd do our World War II tour of the Pacific Islands. Bill Gates is building a 6-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom estate. 6 bedrooms? Now, look, no judgment here. Obviously, that's a bigger house than the one I have, but you're a billionaire, bro. Shouldn't it be like 66 bedrooms and then build yourself a little mini train you have to ride around on to get through the house? Only I'd have a horn on mine and go, boo, boo. Or what, Chris? It would be awesome. And a boop, boop, all aboard. Oh, I'd just be obnoxious. He's building some 6-bedroom house. Gosh, these billionaires are so lame. Getting back to the phone calls. What is your go-to midnight snack? John in Idaho, go.
I'm going to need to put down some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, big bowl, big bowl of that, slathered with Hershey's chocolate syrup for a binder, and just enough milk to kick it off. Oh. You reach up with that spoon, and you go to bring up a bite, Jesse, and the whole half a bowl comes up with that spoonful. Oh. It's delicious.
Gosh, that just... sounds so fantastic. Yes, that was a missile launch. That's what just happened in the studio thinking about that. Gosh, that was so sweet. Yeah, oh, you know what? Full disclosure, it's probably time to admit mine. I'm going to get back to yours here in a second. It is probably time to admit mine, and it's a little bit unorthodox. I will admit it. All right? Let's just get I have to get this off my chest. What I do for a midnight snack, say the wife is asleep, And I'm going to have to give her a little check and make sure she's not stirring, all right? I don't want her to wake up and find out. I go to the pantry. I get a bag of Doritos. Nacho cheese, generally. I'll go spicy nacho if I'm feeling crazy. Nacho cheese. And then I go to the fridge, where I almost always have a can of the Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar canned cheese dip. Jalapeno cheddar Frito-Lay. Now, I know what you're saying right now. Okay, Jesse, you dip some Doritos in Frito-Lay. That's not really what I do. I take the Frito-Lay. I put a few scoops of it in a bowl. Put it in the nuker. Beep, beep, minute. Let that cheese warm up. While the cheese is warming up, I take that bag of Doritos, that big bag of Doritos, and I open it up. And then I smash it. And I smash it again, and I smash it again, and this is really loud, so sometimes I have to go to an extra bedroom so I don't wake anyone up because I don't want anyone to hear because those Dorito bags are loud. And I smash these Doritos into a tiny powder, and then right about then, beep, 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 the cheese is done in the microwave. I do my own sound effects for the show. I go grab the cheese out. I take the smashed up Doritos. I pour them into the bowl, and then I go get a spoon. And I just mix and mix and mix and mix and mix. And I need to be clear. It looks like death. Like it looks like somebody already regurgitated it. And everyone who looks at it says the same thing. Oh, that's disgusting. And every single time someone tries a bite of it, they say, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. There's something about it that's fantastic. And get yourself a tall, cold glass of milk to go along with it. Puts a little bit of those jalapeno flames out. Oh, not only good, good for you. There, that's the Jesse Midnight Snack. 877-377-4373. I'll get back to your midnight snacks. We have to talk about why Utah has a useless governor. Where do these people come from? More emails. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We have people requesting that I tell the porta potty story, which I haven't told in a year. Last time I told it, a bunch of people asked me never to tell it again. So now I have this temptation to tell it again. All right, let me be clear. Oh, we got us kicked off a station. That's right. One of the stations kicked us off. I don't care. You know what? I'm telling it again. I'm not telling it tonight. Tomorrow, remind me, meatheads, because I'm going to forget. Hour two, at the beginning of hour two of the show, I will tell the porta potty story that got me kicked off a station already. All right, don't worry, there's tons of stations across the country that we've added several more to make up for that one we lost. But you want to know what got me kicked off a station? I will tell you. I thought it was a pretty innocent story, but beginning of hour two tomorrow on the Jesse Kelly Show, I will tell you that story. All right. Back to a couple things here. Utah's governor vetoed transgender sports ban. I only bring this up because of this. One, wow, Utah. I mean, it's a beautiful state, and there are some of the most blood-red people I know who live in Utah. Man, do they put out some dog crap Republicans. Romney and now this Spencer Cox. Gosh, what a bunch of freaking losers. Two, we're not going to let the coronavirus stuff go. We're not going to forget about it. This is the headline out today. And that headline is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, we're talking about here, to lift the vaccine mandate. Oh, no, not for you, not for you. For athletes. This will allow the Nets, Kyrie Irving, he plays for the NBA, obviously, and unvaccinated Yankees and Mets players to play home games. So you, peasant, you better have your vaccine if you want to walk into work. Oh, no. The Yankees. Of course, the Yankees, baby. Woohoo! The Bronx Bombers. I'm telling you right now, and people think I'm being dramatic when I say this. Man, I read history books. There is a certain amount of corruption that you will not only allow in your government, you expect it. You're not a child. You understand that there are deals going on that aren't on the up and up. You understand a certain amount of corruption from your city council to U.S. Congress. There's a certain amount of corruption that's always going to be there. Where corrupt, rotted systems really, really mess up is they get to a phase where they live entirely in their own bubble. And once that happens, it's not that the corruption is there. You knew it was there. It's that they rub it in your face. They rub it right in your face. Like a dog when you're trying to house train a dog not to go dookie on the kitchen floor and you go put his nose in it and whip him with the newspaper. That's what they do to you. When you're in a late phase empire, that's what they do. Rubbing it right in your face. Ha ha ha! Vaccine mandate for you, plebs. Guess you should have learned how to shoot a jumper. The next phase after this one is not a fun one. I'll just tell you that much. You don't sit and poke the population in the ribs without end, without some kind of a response. There will be a response to this, and it will not be good. All right. Remember, jesse@jessekellyshow.com if you want to email the show. Let's get back to your midnight snack. Dan in Tennessee, go.
Hey, yeah. I reckon I could annihilate an entire box of Special K late at night. Fully, just the whole box.
Okay, hold on, Dan. I'm sorry, but are you adding sugar or something to it? That sounds a little lame, man.
I'm not going to lie. I really like my cereal dry. I'm kind of weird that way. But, yeah, I just really like Special K.
Hold on. Not even any milk?
Nah, not any milk. I'm not going to lie.
All right, Dan. It's time for you to lay off the weed. Matt in Colorado, go.
Buddy, I wasn't going to say this, but Utah, when you brought that up, so we have a country where our kids can't pretend to be Indians, mm-hmm. but a man can pretend to be a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what we have now, brother. A country run by insane people. Yeah. Yep, that's what we have.
I mean, that's kind of perspective of what's going on. Sorry to I tell you about my snack, but you take double stuffed Oreos.
Okay.
And you make a sandwich out of that with bacon, and then you dip it in your milk.
Hold up. You actually put bacon on your Oreos, and then you dip it in milk? And I'm not insulting you. I'm wildly intrigued.
Oh, it's amazing. You'll think about it when you wake up at night to go to the bathroom or something. You're like, damn, I got to microwave some bacon and put it on my double stuffed.
Man, I'm getting so many ideas tonight. Gosh, I can just feel my blood pressure going up as we speak. Russell in Ohio, go.
Nutella and a spoon.
I'm not. I understand the Nutella kick. My kids love it. I'm not a Nutella man, and it's not that I dislike chocolate. Peanut butter is better than chocolate. Peanut butter is superior to chocolate in every way. In every way. Now, peanut butter I eat with a spoon all the time. Wife always gets mad, catch me in the pantry, and they're just spooning that stuff into my mouth. Could you put some in a bowl? No, I'm not putting any in a bowl. It feels better when you're eating it right out of the jar. George in Colorado, go.
Okay, warm up a tortilla.
Okay.
Half side marshmallow cream, half side peanut butter, fold that bad boy in half, ice cold glass of milk.
That sounds fantastic. A kind of a Mexican fluffernutter. A fluffernutter. That is the word for it, right? Fluffernutter? Quit, Chris. Grow up. That's it. Grow up. That's enough. Leonardo, New York, go. New Jersey, sorry, go. That's an insult.
Yeah, Leonardo here. What you do is a warning with this. You have to have a good gallbladder removal surgeon on hand. You okay. Take the entire package of... chocolate chip ice cream, right? Okay. With the cookie dough in it. And you turn that upside down, and then you top it off with a homemade topping of super chunky peanut butter where you mix in cake frosting, triple fudge.
Hold on. You take cookie dough ice cream... You add chunky peanut butter and then double fudge cake frosting. You've never been in like a diabetic coma when you finish that. That's never happened to you.
If you don't finish it, flush it because you'll be sick at yourself when you look at it in the morning.
Respect it. Oh gosh, I respect it. You animals. Mark in Idaho, go.
Jesse, this is upper level. Here, you start out with a batch of soft batch Keebler cookies.
Respect.
Cookies aren't really that important. That's just a way to shovel the next ingredient into your mouth. Betty Crocker cream cheese frosting, and the piece de resistance, and ice cold. I mean, your teeth hurt to drink it ice cold, half and half, not milk, not coffee.
Hold on, and Mark, you drink half and half straight. Man, you're not supposed to drink that straight, bro.
Dude, you've never done this?
No, never. Well, not until now. I promise I'm going to be doing it tonight. I'm up against the break. All right, I'm going to take a couple more of these rapid fire. 877-377-4373. Your go-to midnight snack. Drinking half and half? Gosh, that's hardcore. I'm not big on the cream cheese icing. I'm more of a buttercream guy, but... To each his own, different strokes for different folks. That's what I always say. I came up with that saying. I didn't, but now I take credit for it. All right. Put your money where your morals are. How often do we say that? All the time, right? And I'm never going to point fingers at you for, oh, you buy this product. Oh, you bank here. Oh, you watch this. You watch that. Because I'm guilty too. It's hard when you're surrounded. Everything you buy seems to be from some corporation who hates you. Well, you can at least take care of the cell phone portion of that, right? Pure Talk, they're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. And yet Pure Talk, they don't put out ads that dump on your country and your values. Pure Talk actually saves you money while having American customer service. Based in America, you call and talk to an American. Average family saves over $800 a year from your cell phone right now. Right now. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's #250, say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an additional 50%. Ah, but Jesse, it's too much of a pain. Takes less than 10 minutes. Less than 10 minutes and you're switched over. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. You'll save 50% off your first month.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email it says, Jesse, why aren't we whispering in China's ear to invade Russia? I hear 75% of Russia's military is in Ukraine. Taiwan is a nit. I don't know what that means. Compared to Russia, and 25% should be easy to defeat. Even if it is not, seeing the commies eat other commies never fails. Well, China doesn't take marching orders from us. China thinks we're a pathetic joke. Since Joe Biden has taken over, they've openly bad-talked us several times. Remember, right when Joe Biden got elected, they said, you're not in a position of strength over us. China doesn't care what we want. In fact, China's probably figuring out a way we can make this work for us. Very much work for us. I mean, make this work for them. I mean, they're going to make this Russia, China, Iran, they're going to make this totally separate economy because China's goal has always been to cut us out, to cut out the dollar, because the dollar's been how the world does business. Well, China doesn't want that. China is always one of the Chinese dollars, obviously not called the Chinese dollar, but that's what I call it because I'm an American. That's what they've always wanted. That's what they've always wanted. So this is a perfect opportunity for them. The world is currently all against Russia, which I get. Again, no one likes Goliath picking on David. No one does. But keep in mind, Russia provides 30% of the world's grain, a large percentage of the world's oil. There are strange bedfellows, I guess is a nice way to put it, in economics, in politics. You sometimes have to ally yourself, if I could actually get a sentence out right now, with people who are not the best people. I'm not saying we have to be allies with Russia, but I'm saying this. As the world isolates Russia, we're destroying the Russian dollar, cutting off Russian grain, cutting off Russian oil. Russia's going to find other customers. China has always been there. China's been there for North Korea. Russia's been there for Iran. There's all kind of involvement with Syria. We are not the only game in town when it comes to economies. That is the problem we're running into here. We're not the only superpower on the planet. In my whole life, I'm 40. I've never known anything except an America that was number one and comfortably number one. Depending on how old you are, you've got to be really, really old to have known anything but that. Because since about definitely post World War II, we have been the clear top dog. Well, we're going into a different phase. Empires rise and fall. And I'm not saying we're not number one, but the distance between us and number two is shrinking fast. All right? All right. Let's think happy thoughts. Mike in Pennsylvania, Midnight Snack, go.
My whole life, I'm 40.
Mark in Colorado, go.
Yeah, Mark in Colorado here. I'm actually originally from Pennsylvania, so I got a couple Pennsylvania classics for you here. You got called Miller's Hot Bologna. Basically, all the leftover from the pig and the cow to make spicy bologna out of it.
Mm.
Phenomenal. And then you pair that with some extra sharp white cheddar and another Pennsylvania classic, Middlesworth potato chips.
Oh,
you shove it all in your mouth at the same time. And it's the best.
That sounds fantastic. Hot bologna, sharp white cheddar, and potato chips. Gosh, I love the Midwest. Those people know how to eat. Keith in Washington, go.
So you rock it in the middle of the night with chocolate chip cookies, and you dip it into cold, cold grape juice. And your chocolate chip cookies cannot be, like, soft in the middle. You only eat the soft in the middle ones when they're right out of the oven. They're nice and soft. But in the middle of the night, you take your hard all the way through chocolate chip cookies, dip them in that grape juice. The combination is amazing how it melts right in your mouth.
Keith, you dip chocolate chip cookies in grape juice? Callie in New Jersey, go. Abby in Idaho, go.
Okay. My favorite snack are Jesse Kelly burgers. My mom made them, and they're my new favorite way to have burgers.
How about that? And that's how you sign off with the midnight snack calls. That right there, that's what you call a grand finale. What are you guys shaking your heads at? You wouldn't know anything about it because your children haven't made these things yet. Oh, by the way, we just brought up putting your money where your morals are. How about putting your money where your morals are while also enjoying the greatest freaking sheets on the planet? You see, I respect Mike Lindell because he didn't sit on his hands right after all that election nonsense. Mike Lindell went into it and stayed into it. And Mike Lindell got himself kicked out of the big box stores. Mike Lindell has gotten himself debanked, and yet he continues to not only fight for the country, but out the highest quality products ever. 60-day money-back guarantee. And Giza Dream Sheets on sale for their lowest price ever. 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse and get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Why not? 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets. Or you can call 800-845-0544, 800-845-0544. There you go, all right?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Moderna to ask the FDA to authorize the vaccine for children as young as 6 months. Remember when we got that video from Project Veritas where the guy at the FDA flat out said the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies, they pay us huge sums of money to put people on our reviewed boards who will approve whatever they want. That's not me saying it. That was a guy at the FDA. Just keep that in mind when Moderna approves some insane vaccine for six-month-olds. Good grief. Ron DeSantis recognizes Emma Wyant as the winner of the NCAA swimming championship, not biological male Leah Thomas. Ron DeSantis gets it more than any other Republican in the United States of America. We don't need to worship the man, but my goodness, GOP, you do need to copy the man. CDC quietly revises COVID deaths in kids lower by 24% and blames its algorithm. Yes, it is just quite a mystery why right when Democrats are nosediving in the polls and facing a bloodbath in the midterms, all these coding errors and algorithm errors seem to be getting fixed that show coronavirus is less deadly than what they told us when Donald Trump was president and they wanted to slaughter his economy. It is funny how that works. Actually, it's not funny at all. It's daggone tragic and maddening to know all this destruction didn't happen. All this destruction was done. Done by people. People with names. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.